Hi, rodeo fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 moves, and tonight he's going to try and make it 8. Here comes the bull down.
Good afternoon, rodeo fans and making hay maniacs. That's right. We are back at it on a Wednesday here for the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Making Hay Rodeo Network. And we're kicking things off halfway through the work week. Guess what, guys? The final weekend for the PBR before the finals. That's right. Ohio is where they're going to be. And, well, guess what? I wish we were going to be there. We've got a lot to talk about here on today's show. Now, we had a great show yesterday talking with you fans and really getting some of your interesting comments and conversation pieces both here in our chat room and on the phone lines. I want to let you guys know, if you want to give us a call, 646-915-9940. Be happy to take your questions, your comments, and, of course, always your cowboy logic. So make sure to get out here on the phone lines. Now, you know, that's why the phone lines are open, and I swear I think that we have to knock the dust off of it. We had some callers yesterday. Apparently they pushed one on the phone, but we never got it. So you guys have got to make sure to push one when it asks you if you want to connect with the host. That would be me. And we'll get you lined up, hopefully. And we'll get you on board here. We want to take your questions. We want to take your comments about rodeo, bull riding, the latest in the news, politics. I don't care. Give us a call. We want to hear from you. 646-915-9940. Now, if you're a little shy or if you're sitting overseas and you can't really call in, you can always either use Skype for starters, but you can always jump over here in our chat room. Doesn't cost you anything. Just sign up with Blog Talk Radio. You can even sign in with your Facebook or your Twitter. Come on down here and chat with us, and you can post your questions and comments there. Looks like we've got some of our fans here in the house. We've got to send a big thoughts out to our European bull riders as they've lost a good friend of theirs. So, Jens, you know, we are really sorry to hear about your loss. Young cowboy, I guess, passed away in a car accident this week, and we definitely want to send you guys thoughts and prayers your way. So, anyways, getting down to it. Anybody watching baseball? I know, you know, the PBR has got so much going on. Brendan Clark's show on Tuesday. There's all kinds of stuff going on. But the Rangers ended up losing last night. I got to see a little bit of the game. I didn't get to watch the whole thing, but I did get to watch a lot of it. And it was pretty interesting. Was actually out most of the day yesterday. I'll put it to you this way. My stud is no longer a stud. And so I've been out working with him and hanging out, having ourselves a decent time out there. I haven't been able to ride him much since Monday, but we will be back at it here this afternoon. As most of you guys know, if you've been following along, we're actually in the process of moving. We've got us a house out here, and we had to get my horse Cowboy ready to move out that way. So, anyways, getting down to it, we also have got to let you guys know, if you guys remember our show earlier this week on Monday, we got a phone call from our good friend Mike Anderson with Short Go Radio, and Mike put out a contest, said that he'd like to put something together and challenge the listeners from his show on Short Go on Sundays there, 5:30 Central Time. And our Making Eight Maniacs here on our Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. So we put together a little contest, and we're going to let you know about it here on today's show. But you got to get your pen and paper ready so you guys can get all up to date. We're going to post it on Facebook. We'll post it on Twitter. We'll let you guys know what the rules are going to be. And Gabby, I see your comment coming in our chat room. Please come over for our housewarming party. We would love to have you on board. More than welcome to. So, anyhow, we are getting things fired up here on our Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on a Wednesday. We are halfway through the work week, guys. Let's get it on. We got to play a good song here for you. Something to get you in the mood as we get ready to work through the work week. Some of you guys even had a holiday this week, so y'all are already on the short end of a week. But, yeah, hey, let's kick this thing up now. It's not Friday yet, so we can't do that. I'm scrolling down here trying to find a good song. Well, you know what? Let me see. I think I've got a good one right here for you. How about a little Casey Donahue and No Doubt to get us fired up on a Wednesday Lunch Hour Rodeo Show? Here's the thing. Want to let y'all know that we do have sponsorship opportunities, and we are getting ready to rock and roll. We've got some great packages available. We're going to be doing some live video streaming. Still working on the PBR World Finals to be out there. We don't need a lot to get us there, but we do need some sponsors, and we will carry them with us. We'll do some live video broadcasting from out there. We'll do some radio shows from out there, and you have a lot of opportunity to get some exposure. Make sure to contact us. We've got some great packages available. Give me a call after the show, 386-235-3245. We want to hear from you. So let's kick this thing off on a Wednesday afternoon right here on the Megan 8 Rodeo Network. Stay tuned.
I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man. Cause I've been broken and busted, but these spurs still ain't rusted. And this saddle, this water should still ride. And it's gonna be a long night, so baby, hold on tight. I talk slow, but I still move real fast. I'm here for the real deal, and your heart's all that I'll steal. And girl, there won't be no doubt. You can't resist my resist all, it's black as a nightfall. My boots are leather and nice. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up and I'm full of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. I've been thrown, I've been bruised, tossed and confused. 8 seconds can seem like a day. But stay out of my way, cause I come to play. In 8 seconds is all that I'll see. You can't resist my resist all, it's black as a nightfall. My boots are leather and high. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up and I'm full of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. I love a girl with a tramp stamp, a double dock and boat ramp, and whiskey shaking never stirred. Tank tops and flip-flops, those all-night-long truck stops, and beer when it's cold and that's free. You can't resist my resist all, it's black as a nightfall. My boots are leather and high. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. This rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. No, girl, there won't be no doubt. I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man.
Mm-hmm. This is Cat Johnson. If you're looking for more than an 8-second ride, check out catjohnson.net.
Oh, that's right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. That's right. You can find us here on making8.com. And I'm telling you what, we're kicking things up, getting fired up here on a Wednesday as we get ready to head towards that rodeo weekend. So what are y'all's plans for this weekend? I know most of our fans here today will be tuned in to the PBR and listening in if they can't watch it there on Versus. You know, this is the final weekend. This is what's going to separate the top 40 from the others. The ones that will have to sit back and watch the PBR World Finals from either the grandstands or the television like the rest of us. It's going to come down to the last event. You know, you got guys like Brendan Clark. You got guys like Cord McCoy. These guys are struggling to find spots to get in there. A lot of great hands out there, and I'm telling you, it's about to get wild. But before we get into the rodeo bull riding action, I do have to mention to you guys. Now, this is something I have to apologize to one of our good friends, Miss Denise, one of our fans. She has been promoting out there all week long that today is National Arthritis Awareness Day, to make sure to wear blue. And, of course, I've got my blue bandana, and love it. And, you know, we've got to represent for and help raise awareness for these causes. Of course, we've been wearing Tough Enough to Wear Pink out there for the month of October for National Breast Cancer Awareness. But, yes, I do want to apologize for Denise for not getting it out there sooner, but I do want to let you guys know it's not too late. Run back home, go grab your shirt, and go get some blue on. And if you're not, just let me come punch you in the arm a few times until you turn blue. Denise has offered to do that as well. So, yeah, we'll sure enough get some blue on you. But anyhow, yep, that's my little deal on that. I want to make sure you guys are aware, National Arthritis Awareness Day, so make sure to sport your blue. And I can't say that I'm feeling blue right about now because – although I am wearing blue, I don't feel blue. I'm really excited about things that are happening right here in Ada, Oklahoma. Truly God's country right out here. And we're just loving life and obviously being able to ride horses and hang out, have ourselves a great time. Man, this is doesn't get much better than that. But anyways, just trying to scroll down and see what's going on here in the world. Like I said, I do want to remind you guys, phone lines are open, 646-915-9940. If you've got questions, comments, cowboy logic you want to share with us, make sure to do that. We'll be happy to hear from you. We also have our contest. Now, this is something that I want to talk about. You guys, make sure to get your pen and paper ready, just like I said before the break. As Short Go Radio, Mr. Mike Anderson has issued a challenge. Now, he was trying to figure out a way. He said, how can we get the fans involved? So this is how we're going to do it. Everybody got their pen and paper ready? Ready to go to school? Because here is your lesson for the day. This is your homework. Now, this is the way it's going to go. We've got one more event yet right here this weekend up there in Ohio for the PBR Built For Tough Series. After that, we're going to find out who the top 40 is that are going to be there at PBR World Finals. Now, this is what we need. Sunday, Short Go Radio, whether it be this Sunday or the following Sunday, Mike Anderson is going to give you an email address. So make sure to write this down. Listen to Short Go Radio on Sundays, these next two Sundays especially, as Mike is going to give you an email address. You as fans, whether you're Making 8 fans, whether you're Short Go Radio fans, which hopefully most of you are both, what you guys are going to do is you guys are going to take one bull rider from the top 15 and one bull rider out of the top 15, and you are going to submit that to that email address. And then you're going to do the same thing on the Making 8 Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, whether it be next week or whether it be the week leading into the PBR World Finals, we're going to do the same thing. We're going to give you a different email address, and you're going to submit your answers there. One bull rider in the top 15, one bull rider out of the top 15. And then we are going to, myself and Mike Anderson, are going to choose the best two that we feel, and we're going to add our own. So it's going to be four riders. It'll be four riders total. And we will pick a teammate, basically, out of his fans on Short Go and out of my fans out of Making Eight Maniacs. Now, it's not going to be the same one. So you're going to have two chances to be a part of the team. And you'll be able to hang out with us. And we will put your two bull riders and our two bull riders together. And then for the PBR World Finals, the combined score out of all four, the team, whether it be Short Go team or team Making Eight, that has the highest score will get a gift certificate from the other team for a dinner. So you will get a gift certificate. Mike Anderson will get a gift certificate. See how that works? That will give you guys an opportunity to be a part of what we're doing here. So you got to listen to Short Go Radio to get the email address there, and you've got to listen to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show so you can do it there as well. Now, I will tell you that we've got a caller on the line, and I'm not sure who it's from. I believe it's probably a Skype call, but we'll see. Welcome to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
Yeah, hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Great. Who do we have there?
Yeah, this is Bobby in Los Angeles, California.
L.A. How's the weather over there?
It's paradise. It's beautiful out here. Listen, I was curious. Have any of you on the hosting the program, have you guys, if you don't mind me asking, ever ridden a rodeo?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry,
absolutely.
A buffalo. You know, when that happens, do you ever get turned down by the buffalo?
What's that?
Do you ever get turned down by the buffalo?
Ever get turned down by the buffalo?
Turned on. You ever get like a boner or something, you know?
Oh, come on now. Seriously? That's going to have to go there, man. You know, these daggone people, what would you think? I mean, a guy from California calling in from that, I think he's from the San Francisco area or the wrong side of L.A. But, yeah, thanks for your call there, knucklehead. Anyways, moving right along, I don't even know where buffalo comes in the rodeo mix, but, hey, whatever, you know? That was strange call there. What are you going to do, though? Hey, it's what happens when it's live, you know? Kind of threw us off guard, but, hey, we got a caller, 646-915-9940. If you want to jump on board here, give us a call. Man, what a Wednesday. Where do you get riding a buffalo in a rodeo? Now, they will have those shows out there, and, of course, you know, we've got the one-armed bandit actually going to be down here, and I believe he's going to be bringing in some buffalo to the Ada bullfights. Now, these are historical. Anybody who's been around rodeo and watched freestyle bullfighting knows that Ada bullfights are probably the biggest all time, and we've had some great guests. Ross Hill has been and actually won the Ada bullfights. Evan Allard, who we've had on our show, has also won the Ada bullfights. He's actually the reigning champion. So lots of cool things happening, and it's right here in Ada, Oklahoma. So you bet we are loving life out here. Man, I'm telling you what a great, you know, great opportunity it is to be out here. And we're only 17 hours away from Las Vegas, so you know we're heading out there to the finals. We're definitely going to be at the NFR this year, and that's something that we've already set aside, we've budgeted for, and it will happen. My issue is this with the PBR World Finals. We want to be there. We want to be there for the Heroes and Legends. I don't know if we would even stay throughout each entire round, but we will certainly be there, or we certainly look to be there. We're still working on those sponsors. It's not going to take a lot, but anyhow. I see some of the comments coming in for our fans that are tuned in. You know, yeah, that's an interesting deal there. But, hey, we also have some great guests lined up and tuned in online right now. And I want to remind you guys that if you are not signed up with Blog Talk Radio, you can sign in with your Facebook, sign in with your Twitter, and we would certainly love to have you here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Make sure to come on down here, chat with us, hang out. Let's have ourselves a good time, talk some rodeo, talk some bull ride. Now, going back to the contest, does everybody have that written down now? You as fans are going to pick two bull riders. Now, you're going to have two chances to submit that. You're going to submit one to short go, and you can submit one to make an eight, team make an eight. Now, he's going to pick one person, and I'm going to pick one person to team up with for the PBR World Finals. So we're going to have four bull riders. We're going to take the combined score of all four bull riders, Mike's two, and then his partners, my two, and my partners, you know, and we will get it together. Now, here's what's at stake. Mike Anderson is putting up a gift certificate for both myself and my partner. So to be two separate gift certificates, it's not going to be something we're going to have to do together. And we will give you guys an opportunity to go get somewhere to eat and at a nice restaurant. And, you know, it won't be McDonald's, I promise you that. You know, it'll be a nice restaurant, whether it be Chili's or Outback or something like that. The problem is like, we've got Santa Fe here. Well, Santa Fe's not back in Florida anyway, anywhere that I know of. So we can't do, like, a Santa Fe-type deal. We've got to find one that is out there in your area. So that's why we're not announcing, like, who it's going to be. But we will get everything together once we get our teams picked, which we'll be doing before the PBR World Finals, the week of. But we will give you guys the email addresses to submit. It's going to be two separate email addresses. And you can play both sides, you know, because we are going to randomly pick two teammates. So you have two chances to get on board here for the Make an Eight Short Go Radio contest. So, yeah, make sure you write it down. Make sure you spread the word. And we'll have it posted on Facebook and we'll have it posted on Twitter. So that way you guys can follow along. So. Anyhow, getting down to it, we still got phone lines open, 646-915-9940. I'm still kind of intrigued about the comments that were made yesterday and what a lot of you guys were thinking in regards to some of the bull riders and, you know, complaining about the autograph signings and that type of thing. And, you know, going back to it, and I don't want to beat a dead horse. I really don't. But I want you guys to have, you know, as much of an opinion on it as you want, you know. So if you guys have more questions or have more comments in regards to whether or not, you know, I mean, I don't personally feel that was the way it was brought out. I don't think, and I think that if it was, that you know, just like some of you, you know, you folks said that, you know, then maybe it's time to get into another sport because that's just what we have here, you know. So anyways, we have got about 35 minutes left in our show, and I'm not sure if anybody's pushing one on their phone. Make sure to do that if you want to connect with us. We do have a lot of callers on the line, which is really cool. Very glad to have as many callers as we do have on the lines with us right now, tuned in. And we have, we've got some great guests that are tuned in our chat room as well. And if you are not tuned in on either one, if you're just sitting back through making8.com or through a different browser, you know, make sure to get over here. You can sign up with Blog Talk. You can register through your Facebook or your Twitter and come on down here and chat with us. We want to talk with you. We want to get your questions and your comments. And we're always looking for Cowboy Logic. Now, Cowboy Logic may just be some good friendly advice that you want to share with the other rodeo cowboys and cowgirls out there, something that you feel may inspire you. Of course, we always get some great cowboy logic from our biggest little fan in Miss Melanie Britton. And so, yeah, make sure to give us a call. Like I said, that's why we've got the phone lines open. We want to hear from you guys. We want to know what you guys are thinking about the rodeos. We want to know what you guys are thinking about what's going on out there. Pretty much the seasons have wrapped up there with PRCA, but I will tell you that they do have a lot of their circuit finals going on. Obviously, I got to see round two myself, Miss Gabby, Lisa, Had a great time there at the All-American Finals down there in Waco, Texas. And I'm not sure, but I think they may be going back as well. And we'll have to get some updates from them out there. I believe they're going to try to go see some more friends and fans and that type of thing. So, anyways, yeah, it's a great time out there. And the All-American Pro Rodeo Series, Keith Isley was actually one of the guys that was there. He's going to be down here in Ada, so we're going to have a chance to run into him again right here in Ada, Oklahoma, at the professional freestyle bullfighting that happens right here. So, I'm seeing some questions coming in about the Colt Munden Invitational on the CBR schedule this year. I'm not quite sure what's happened with all those. You know, obviously there's been a lot of changes that have been made, and we may still see that rodeo pop up there, you know, as they're still trying to get things situated. But I'm not quite sure if you're referring to the 2011 or 2012 season. But anyhow. Yeah, and, you know, we'll go back to that. Well, no, we're not going to go back to that. But anyways, I think we should take a short break here, guys. When we come back, we'll get into more rodeo, more bull riding discussions right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. So make sure to stay tuned and also find us right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. Making8.com is where it's at. You can find us right there. Make sure to stay tuned. We'll be back right after this message.
I ride no paint, I lead no dance. I'm going to Montana for to throw the hoop in hand. They feed in the coulee, they water in the draw. Their tails are all matted, their backs are all raw. Ride around little dogies, ride around real slow. For the fiery and the snuffy are raring to go. Now old Bill Jones had two daughters in his phone. One went to Denver and the other went wrong. His wife was killed in a pool room fight. He sings this song morning till night. Ride around a little doggie, ride around real slow. For the fiery and the snuffy are raring to go. As I was out walking one morning for the pleasure, I spied a young cowpuncher riding alone. His hat was throwed back and his spurs were jingling. And as he approached, he was singing this song. Whoopie tie-yi-yo, get along, little doggies. It's your misfortune and none of my own. Whoopie tie-yi-yo, get along, little doggies. Know that Wyoming will be your new home. Early in the springtime, we round up the doggies. We mark them and we brand them and we bob off their tails. Round up the horses and load the chuck wagon. Throw them little doggies right out on the trail. Whoopie tie-yi-yo, get along, little doggies. Your misfortune and none of my own. Whoopie tie-yi-yo, get along, little doggies. You know that Wyoming will be your new home. Whoopie tie-yi-yo, get along, little doggies. Your misfortune and none of my own. Whoopie tie-yi-yo, get along, little doggies. You know that Wyoming will be your new home.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Macon 8 Rodeo Network. And I'll tell you what, sitting back talking some rodeo, talking some bull riding right here on a Wednesday afternoon as we are halfway through the work week getting ready for a rodeo weekend. And we've got some callers on the line, so let's see if we can't bring on this one fella. Just actually talk with him on hold. Hello, you're on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
Hey, how you doing? This is Maya from New York.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How's the weather where you guys are at?
Oh, it's hot down here in the great state of Oklahoma. How about you guys? You getting that cold weather yet?
Hey, it's New York, you know what I mean? Right now it's pretty cold. I'm sure as December rolls around, I wish I was in a hotter place where you're at right now.
And no doubt. Well, listen, I know we just talked here off air, but you had a pretty good question here and wanted to bring it here on air. What do you have?
You know, it's kind of, I don't know if I should say like a disagreement. Maybe it's an agreement. I'm actually not sure what your opinion stands on this. You know, whether it comes to being a matador, if that's the correct terminology, or being a bull rider, or, you know, what's the one where they hog-tie the cow? I forgot the name for that, where they put them on a rope.
That would be tie-down, the tie-down roping.
Yeah.
Right.
Irregardless, whichever sport you like, I think it's fair to say that all of them pretty much get sexually turned on. Wouldn't you agree?
Wow. Yeah, okay. This same dude again. Man, I cannot believe it. We're going to have to block that guy. What a knucklehead. I'm telling you, seriously, I bet you anything it would be somebody from PETA. You know, seriously, somebody's got that much time on their hands that they're going to come out here and talk about something like that. Oh, man. I guess I should have screamed better. I apologize to all of our Macon 8 fans that are tuned in online right now, as we really have some issues with that. But I do believe we've got a straightforward caller here. Let's see if we can't bring him on the air. 216, you're on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
Hey, Scott, it's Denise.
Well, hey, Miss Denise, how are you?
How did you not know that was the same person?
Because it was a different number.
Oh.
I know it, right?
I figured I would give you a normal call.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. So I got to ask you, are you wearing your blue?
I am wearing my blue Make and Eat shirt. I've got blue jeans on. I had blue socks on earlier.
Right.
Of course
on.
I'm wearing blue. Us arthritis people, you know, we party worldwide.
No doubt. No doubt. Well, I'll tell you what, we are wearing our blue bandana out here in representation for the National Arthritis Awareness Day. So, yes, you can bet on that. And we are, we're having a good day down here. And I got to ask you, Denise, while I've got you on the line, what was your experience like going to your first bull riding?
It was great. I loved it. It was a little cold. It got really cold that night.
Right.
But so, it was so much fun, except I learned what section not to sit in.
And that would be the one right down there.
Well,
go ahead.
No, I sat in a section where apparently the pot smokers sit.
Oh, my goodness. Really? See,
so I know not to sit there.
Yeah, definitely not. But what did you think overall of the actual bull riding action?
It was good. We had the ranch had their bulls there, but for the finals they had about half of the bulls, most of the bulls in the championship round, and then about half the bulls the rest of the time were bulls that one of the contractors that had been in Minneapolis brought in.
Right.
So there were, my friend didn't like it as much because I think she wanted more rides. There were three rides out of 25 riders.
Wow.
And there was only one ride in the championship round.
Yeah, it does happen from time to time. You get that out there, you know. Now
it does, and they were tough bulls. They were tough bulls. There weren't a lot of guys. They brought back all the winners and the leaders for the champions because it was the finals weekend. And they were some pretty tough bulls.
Yeah, I bet. And, well, you know, and that's what happens. Now, this was a Southern Extreme Bull Riding event, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you actually were down there. Was Luke Kaufman there?
He was. He did announcing that day, and then there was a concert afterwards. So I heard him for 4.5 hours, and I left on the car ride home and had part of my accent back.
Right. Well, what did you think? What did you think of him? Of him playing? He can pick a guitar, but he can also announce, can he?
He can announce. I only heard a little bit of the concert. It was my friend was kind of ready to go. I didn't give her any prep for bull riding. I just told her she had to go. So,
okay.
I didn't explain anything, and she kept asking questions, and the people around us are like, how do you not know the answer?
Right.
So she was kind of, yeah. It was cold, and she was ready to go. She lasted much longer than I thought she would.
Well, that's good, and at least you got to actually see the bull riding. Did you get a chance to meet Luke Kaltman?
No, there was, we were on the opposite end of the arena, but I actually missed my opportunity because he stopped and he was playing with a phone literally in front of me, but I was tweeting somebody, answering somebody's tweet about the event at the exact same time. And I thought it was this other guy who just kept walking back and forth, but he literally stopped like 5 feet in front of me and just stood there. But I'm looking at my phone the whole time. And then when I look up, he's walking away.
Oh, wow. Wow. So let me ask you, the rodeo entertainer out there, was it Matt Merritt?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Did he do an act where he brought out a Mexican dude?
No.
And he brought out the big shotgun? No. Did he do his bicycle routine?
No.
His dancing routine where he does cooking with coffee or goes cooking coffee or something like that? Because first
no,
he's going to drive. And he's gonna, really?
He blew up a hat with a hat cleaning machine. Mm-hmm. And he danced with the village people.
Okay.
And I missed part of it. I had a run-in with a cowboy, missed part of it. I almost
you
got
had a run-in?
Some, yeah. Yes. He wasn't happy. I don't think he was happy about his ride, and he was in a hurry to leave, and he was mumbling to himself, and he, ran full force into me, and went to a pile of horse crap.
Really? Well, that would be a great way to start your first rodeo. That's the way you breaking you in.
Yeah. It would have been, I completely avoided it the whole time up until that point. I considered getting on the old retired bull, but I decided to let the kids do it instead.
Gotcha. Now, I will tell you that if you come down there and hang out around us, you will be broken in properly. The horse manure thing is inevitable. And Mrs. Macon A had to go through the same thing. As a matter of fact, I was down there cleaning stalls one day, and we ended up having a big old horse poo fight. And you got to love it. I'm telling you, it's just great.
Yeah, it was interesting. I had avoided it till that point. Then I got a little.
Yeah.
Well, ended up parking, we picked the part that they put us in was, of course, the whole, there's no horse crap anywhere except the one spot they told us to park the car.
Yeah.
So we were destined for it to begin with.
I hear you.
But it was fun. I had tons of fun.
That's good. And I'm glad that you had a good first experience, because hopefully that'll bring you back.
Yeah, I'm ready to go next year. My friend said she wasn't going to go back. But now she's saying, well, next time I'll just go when it's warmer. I'll go earlier in the season.
Right. Well, see, I can remember when you first got on board with us here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo shows, and, you were like, I don't know if I could ever go to one live,
Yeah.
So
I did.
That's
I did.
Cool.
Remember I said I don't want to be anywhere near a bull snot and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
Now I don't care. A bull came. I was standing by the edge of the arena, and the bull comes, right up to me. Didn't even bother me. The horse, on the other hand, scared the crap out of me when it came near me.
Right.
The horses scared
right.
me. The bulls,
really?
The bulls didn't bother me. The bulls come over, start making noises and huffing and puffing, and didn't bother me.
Yeah, but the horses did, huh? Now, see, we'll just have to get you out here to good old Oklahoma, and you can come down here, and I'll help you work with some horses. Because where we're going to be here this weekend, we'll actually have four of them there. So, yeah, that's great. And I'm glad you got to enjoy it. And, you got to see one of your longtime favorites in Luke Kaufman, Did he have the fans really excited and energized throughout the whole event?
He did.
He's pretty
really
good
did.
About
it. It was. We came in because it started at like mutton busting and stuff started earlier in the day at like 4. We probably didn't get there till 6, but he had the crowd going. It was a lot of, the whole time.
Yep.
I think he actually had the crowd going more for like the little kid stuff than the bull riders.
Oh yeah. He is great. And I was glad you got to see. I'm sure it was Matt Merritt that was there. They usually travel together a lot of times. And Matt is just a funny guy. Now I'm very surprised that he didn't do his dancing routine. He does this little deal that is just, oh yeah, it's fantastic. And of course we've got it on making8.com and we've got it on some of our archives on our videos for the Sieber channel. And so if you ever want to see some of his other routines, you got to go check him out. Of course, Luke Kaufman back behind the microphone is fantastic. I just love hearing him.
Yeah, he was good. The only thing I can say is I came back with that's my problem. If I hear people with an accent too long, I start to get some of my accent back. And I drove my friend crazy on the hour ride home.
Really?
Like, you need to stop. And then I started playing Luke Kaufman on my phone on the way home. She's like, you need to stop right now.
There you go. You know, and it's funny because Mrs. Making 8 says the same thing about me. So it didn't take me but a day or two of being here. And guess what? it didn't take me long to pick up my accent, you know, and I just fit right in here. So, I guess being around folks, you know, you tend to pick it up. But see, while I was here, I was actually being made fun of because my accent does come out, but of course I've got a big Southern accent as well. And so they were giving a hard time about that out here. You know, I was talking to actually our new landlord out here and talking to some of the neighbors and all. And I said, well, you know, if you guys need something done or whatnot, and they said, boy, there's a lot of whatnot, you know? So they certainly picked up on that one pretty quick. But hey, I'm going to bring it down. We're just starting a new trend out here in Oklahoma called the whatnot.
The whatnot.
That's right. So, well, listen, Denise, thank you very much for giving us a great call and not giving us some knucklehead comments. I mean, seriously, wow. I guess only on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, you know. They need to call in other phone lines, and I'll bet you 10-1 that it's PETA, you know, trying to stir the pot, I guess you could say, because they're always looking for things like that.
Yeah. Probably.
So, anyhow, well, thank you very much again for your call, and good luck. Let us know when you're going out to your next event. We'll look forward to having you back on here. Okay, take care.
Okay.
Bye. All right, guys. Of course, that was the lovely Miss Denise calling in and giving us some good, clean comments and conversation here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. And she actually has some legitimate points to talk about. So it's all about rodeo, all about the Western lifestyle right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. And I do have to throw a song out because I know that it's one of Denise's favorites. She's worn it out since she got it. So we're going to go ahead and play it for her right here. And this one I got to dedicate to all of our fans that are dealing with arthritis. I got my grandparents are dealing with it, you know. It is a tough, tough thing to deal with. But today is National Arthritis Awareness Day, so make sure that you are out representing your blue and keep Miss Denise in your thoughts as well. So, you guys, take care. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll start wrapping up the show right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network.
Running up the trail through the town to shows where the fields are getting higher. am, but I'm always in. It's not a matter of if, but a matter of how much I win. Being thrown off balance with all these heavy pockets, being this damn good got me feeling real cautious. Well, I ain't gonna be an Amarillo by morning, and I won't be in San Antonio. Give me to my Lala by Friday morning, and all my worries will be gone. Go ahead, boy, and sit up and ride brain. Go ahead, boy, and put your money in the bank. Go ahead, boy, and show the world what you think. Now that's how you do the boy hand thing.
You to join us at Making8.com. No matter if your passion is tying a calf in less than 8 seconds or staying aboard to the back of a mad bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. And if it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's Making8.com. Get a grip.
Right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on Making8.com and the Making 8 Rodeo Network as we're kicking things off on a Wednesday afternoon. And I'm seeing some of our comments coming in here. Apparently, and this was something that I just learned, one of our fans was actually in Cheyenne for their very first event ever. And it would have been back in, I believe, 1989 when Lane Frost was killed, and that was their first event. So that's got to be a hard deal. But the cool thing is that they are still here supporting this great sport. And, you know, it kind of goes into this sport. It really shows that how dangerous this deal is. This is not like football and not like baseball. You know, although some associations are starting to treat it like a rock star deal and a show deal more than what it is, and that is a dangerous sport with a lot of action and a lot of guts and glory and a lot of pain and tears and defeat in this sport like none other that you'll ever find. So, you know, it just kind of reminds us all that maybe the lights and the fireworks are great to have around, but it's not the importance of the sport. And what is important is going back to the roots of why these guys do this, because they have a passion for it, and we as fans love to see it. And support it, because these guys, you know, they're putting it out on the line. And it's not about money. You know, it really isn't. When you look at the overall picture, I never rode for money. I rode for the love of the game. And that's what guys, I believe, need to go back to. They need to start riding for the love of the game. Everybody says, oh, yeah, I rode in the PBR. You know, I want to ride in the PBR for the money. Well, money is great. The money is there. But, you know, as cowboys, you know, as bull riders, we need to remember what it is that we're riding for, and that is for the love of the game. Not everybody has an opportunity or the skills or the knowledge or the ability to do what they do week in and week out. And they're living a life that most people could only dream about doing. So that's just my opinion on it, but I really think they need to take a look at that, you know. So anyways, that's my little bit and you know, my opinion for the day, I guess. Take it for what it is. You know, toss it out the window if it doesn't matter to you, but it sure enough matters to me. Anyways, we got some cowboy logic for you today, and we'll bring it up here in just a second. Oh, you know what? Starting next week, I believe we're going to be able to do this from our network studio, so I won't be mobile doing these broadcasts, which will be great because I'll actually be called into Skype and I'll actually be able to run my switchboard like I need to run it, and it'll be a lot of fun. Here is some great cowboy logic, courtesy of our biggest little fan, our 80-pounder, Miss Melanie. And I know we're talking about it later, but there you go. Insanity is doing the same thing in the same way and expecting a different outcome. And that is so true. And I think that's something that we should all look at, whether we're bull riders or whether we're not. Sometimes, and, you know, that's kind of what brought me here today to Oklahoma, was people are looking for a change, but you can't expect change doing it the same way. You can't expect a different result doing it the same way. There you go. Something to think about right here on a Wednesday as we get ready to wrap up our show here. I'm about out of things to say. Now, we haven't had any guests on this week. You guys have had to sit up here and hear me talk for the last hour. For the last 3 days. That's all right. I think we've got a good one lined up tomorrow. So you might want to make sure that you tune in and get a grip, because I think we'll have a good one. So make sure to stay tuned. We're working on it, and we'll let you guys know there in the morning as time gets closer to our show. So I want to thank everybody for jumping on board here with us on a Wednesday afternoon. I hope you all have a great day, and make sure to continue to get a grip with Makin8.com, your official voice of the Makin8 Rodeo Network.
A long time forgotten, the dreams that just fell by the way. Good life he promised ain't what she's living today.
Really?
But she never complained of the bad times or the bad things he's done, Lord.
Yeah.
She just talks about the good times they've had and all the good times to come.
She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good time and man. She loves him in spite of his ways she don't understand. Through teardrops and laughter, they pass through this world hand in hand. A good-hearted loving a good time. He likes the bright lights and nightlife and good time friends.
And when the party's all over, she'll welcome him back home again.
Love knows she don't understand him, but she does the best.
This a good-hearted woman loving a good time man.
She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good time man. She loves me in spite of my wicked ways that she don't understand. Through teardrops and laughter, loving a good time and man. She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good time and man.
radio fans. This is your old buddy Gizmo McCracken. We've been to Cheyenne. We've been to Fort Worth. We've been to Salinas Rodeo, and we're on the Making Eight Rodeo Network. So keep this thing plugged in because you don't need that kind of aggravation.
Thanks for tuning in with Making Eight. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.